home classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom, as today we celebrate something special.
That's right, we're celebrating the birthday of America.
Absolutely. America has a birthday every year. We celebrate it on July 4th. We also call it Independence Day, and this year is special.
It is special because we are celebrating the 250th birthday of America.
Right. We call it a birthday because it's, memorializing when something started, even though it's not a person.
That's right. Our article today is called Happy 250th Birthday, America. Let's get into our first reading for the day.
Happy 250th birthday, America, with liberty and justice for all. This year marks the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence by representatives from America's original 13 colonies. Americans consider this the birthday of the United States, though America's revolution against Britain didn't end until 1783.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 liberty 这个名词，意思是自由，比如She was grateful for the liberty to choose her own path in life. 她很感恩能自由选择自己的人生道路。来看一个相关的惯用语。Be at liberty to do something. 意思是获准有权做某事。例如 I am not at liberty to discuss salary matters with you. 我无权与你讨论薪资问题。与 liberty 有相同字根的动词是 liberate。意思是解放或是使什么获得自由。譬如 It was exciting to watch news coverage of hostages being liberated. 看到人质获释的新闻报道令人振奋。
Alright, so we're saying this is the 250th birthday for the country of the United States. Let's talk about what happened 250 years ago.
Well, we start off our article with a quote. The quote we see here is, with liberty and justice for all. Can you tell us what that's all about, Garrett?
It is a famous quote. It is from a document that we see in this paragraph, which is called the Declaration of Independence.
This is the 1776 document saying that America was free from Great Britain and would become an independent country.
Yes. For example, the Declaration of Independence was signed by many people in 1776.
Let's get into our article now, friends, and learn more about this. This year marks the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence by representatives from America's original 13 colonies.
All right, so we see this word representatives here. A representative is someone who is chosen to speak or act for others, in this case, for those 13 colonies.
The colonies were different sections of America that we had before we turned these places into states.
Right. These colonies were technically part of Great Britain. They were not a country just yet, and these people spoke on their behalf. Americans Consider this the birthday of the United States.
Now, we do have some discussion in the United States about when we actually became free from Britain or when we should count our country's birthday, but this is the date that we celebrate it, July 4th.
Yeah, that's when this document was signed, but it doesn't mean that the reality of life in the colonies changed right away. America's revolution against Britain didn't end until 1783.
Okay, this word revolution is a great one for us to talk about, friends. A revolution is a big change that happens in a government, a country, or a society, and this is often done by fighting for freedoms.
Here's another example sentence. The American Revolution created a whole new country.
There have been many different revolutions in the world over many different periods of history. Another famous revolution would be the French Revolution.
Right, and that one didn't create a new country, but it changed the country in a major way.
All right, so what we're focusing on in our article today is the idea that America is celebrating its 250th birthday from becoming independent from Great Britain. Let's learn more about this together, friends, in the next part of our reading.
Happy 250th birthday, America. The fall of 2025 saw the beginning of celebrations in Washington, D.C., programs and exhibitions about the past, present, and future of cities in America were held. Additionally, pictures of famous Americans by artists from 14 states were hung and will continue to be exhibited through August. In January, people in New Jersey acted out a battle where George Washington's army defeated the British. Visitors then discussed with historians the importance of this particular battle.
Sarah will exhibit her paintings at the local art gallery. Sarah 将在当地美术馆展出她的画作。Exhibit 的名词是 exhibition, 意思是展览会。例如 ,The museum organized an exhibition on ancient Egypt, which featured artifacts and historical displays. 这间博物馆筹办了一个古埃及展览，展出各种文物与历史展品。Exhibition 也有表现、显示的意思。我们来学一个惯用语 ,make an exhibition of oneself, 意思是出洋相、出丑。譬如 ,Drake often appears stiff or restrained, as if he's worried about making an exhibition of himself. Drake 经常显得很生硬或是拘谨，好像担心自己会出丑。
250 is a special number. It's something worth celebrating. Let's talk about how you can do that in the U.S.
There are so many ways you can celebrate this birthday in the United States, friends. We find out in our article, the fall of 2025 saw the beginning of celebrations in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's kind of like a whole year early, but it leaves plenty of time to celebrate. Programs and exhibitions about the past, present, and future of cities in America were held.
We see two terms here, programs and exhibitions. The first word, programs, has the idea that these are planned activities or some type of events.
Yeah, a museum might have some fun programs for kids so they can feel involved.
Okay, so Washington, D.C. has programs. It also has exhibitions. What are these, Garrett?
All right, these are also kind of like shows. There you might see different pieces of art, objects, or learn new information.
Let's use that word exhibition in another sentence. The art exhibition drew many visitors.
Now, the thing about an exhibition is that usually it's temporary.
Yeah, and that's the idea I get here as well, because this exhibition or these exhibitions are set up just for America's birthday in Washington, D.C.
Let's continue, friends. Additionally, pictures of famous Americans by artists from 14 states were hung and will continue to be exhibited through August.
All right, so here we're finding out that there is a certain type of celebration in Washington, D.C. Now, there's another type of celebration going on in New Jersey. Let's learn about that one.
All right, in January, people in New Jersey acted out a battle where George Washington's army defeated the British. I feel like in the U.S., a lot of people do enjoy acting out battles.
Yeah, we call this historical interpretation, friends. This is the idea where you take a scene from history and interpret it in a way that people who are watching can understand.
Yeah, or even a historical reenactment. Often those are for the Civil War, but this is for the Revolutionary War.
Exactly. Okay, so we see a couple of great terms here in the next sentence. Visitors then discussed with historians the importance of this particular battle.
Oh, that's interesting. So you can go and watch this reenactment, this battle, but then you actually get to discuss it. When you discuss, you talk about something.
Here's another way to use discuss, friends. They discussed the plan in detail. This means they talked about it a lot. We see another term here that we need to talk about. It's that word historians.
All right, so who are we discussing with? It's historians. These are people who study the past through looking at different writings.
Historians research old events. They generally have more knowledge about things that happened in the past than the average person would. Sometimes this is because it's what they do as a job, or sometimes it's their hobby.
Absolutely. All right, friends, we're not quite done, but first let's take a break and go take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Act out. Imagine your history class turns into a mini theater. One friend pretends to be a brave explorer sailing across the ocean. Another plays a grumpy king signing a big document. And you get to be the excited crowd cheering. You're all acting out a famous event from long ago. That's a lively way of performing or showing something. That's act out at its most fun. Act out means to perform or demonstrate an event, scene, or story by acting it, like in a play. It's super helpful for remembering history or stories because you see and feel them. For example, the students acted out the signing of the Declaration of Independence, complete with fancy wigs and dramatic speeches. Here's another. During story time, the teacher asked us to act out the part where the wolf huffed and puffed at the pigs' houses. But act out has another common meaning, to behave badly or show strong emotions in a wild way. For example, the toddler was tired and started acting out by throwing toys and crying loudly. Here are two more act phrases. Act up means to misbehave or cause trouble, similar to act out's bad behavior meaning. For example, my phone keeps acting up. The screen freezes every few minutes. Put on an act means pretending to feel or be something you're not. For example, he put on an act of being surprised, even though he knew about the party all along. I once acted out being a pirate captain in a school play, complete with an eye patch and a fake sword. I even made everyone walk the plank, which was just a bench.
acting out makes history jump off the page and into real life. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Happy 250th birthday, America. Throughout 2026, the 51 Steps to Freedom Trail in D.C. takes visitors on a journey through American history. Augmented reality, AR, brings key people such as Abraham Lincoln and places like the Lincoln Memorial to life. In small towns and big cities across America, people are celebrating freedom through music, speeches, parades, and fireworks all year long.
Memorial 这个字，它可以当名词或形容词。当名词的时候是表示纪念物或是纪念碑。例如 ,The thousands of ceramic poppies installed at the Tower of London created an extraordinary memorial to the fallen soldiers of the Great War. 设置在伦敦塔内的成千上万朵陶瓷罂粟花成为了一战中阵亡士兵的特殊纪念碑。与 memorial 相关的另一个形容词是 memorable, 意思是值得纪念的或是难忘的。譬如 ,The planned proposal aboard the cruise made the experience especially memorable for the guests. 这个游轮上的求婚策划让宾客们对该经历格外的难忘。跟 memorial 相关的动词是 memorize, 意思是记住或是背诵。譬如It is a good mental habit to memorize a paragraph of text each day. 每天背诵一段文字是一个良好的心智习惯。That's the end of today's Language Lab. 我们下次见。
Friends, maybe you want to attend a program or an exhibition, or maybe you're looking for something else. Let's talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Well, we're specifically beginning by talking about the 51 Steps to Freedom Trail. This is a special walking path in Washington, D.C. that points out different historic sites.
For example, you can walk the 51 Steps to Freedom Trail to learn about history and locations.
All right, let's see how this term is used in our text, friends. Throughout 2026,The 51 Steps to Freedom Trail in D.C. takes visitors on a journey through American history.
Right. And what can you use while you're doing this? Augmented reality, also called AR, brings key people such as Abraham Lincoln and places like the Lincoln Memorial to life.
We've talked a lot about augmented reality in previous lessons, friends, but let's review what it is together right now. Augmented reality, or AR, is technology that adds digital images to the real world. The idea is that while you're interacting with your own environment, you can see something extra.Digital images that are added to that environment.
Yeah, AR allows you to see a lot more information, as you're interacting with the real world around you. I'm imagining I'm walking on this trail and suddenly Abraham Lincoln pops up and talks to me.
Yeah, it seems like this 51 Steps to Freedom Trail would be a great place to use this AR.Because it can actually bring history to life and help people learn more about those historical sites.
I imagine this would be great for kids that don't already know a lot about American history, and this allows it to be presented in kind of a fun way.
Yeah, we learned here that this augmented reality is popping up at the Lincoln Memorial. Now, this is a very impressive statue, but it might not be too much fun for kids.Adding in this AR can make it more interesting for them.
Yeah, it would be fun if that statue got up and started moving. Abraham Lincoln certainly is a famous figure from history. We can even describe him as a key person.
Okay, let's talk about this term that we see in our article, friends. Key people. These are the most important individuals in a story or an event.
Here's another example sentence. The tour highlights key people throughout history.
You might say that there are certain key people in a book that you are reading. Of course, when you read a book, there could be dozens of characters, but the key people are the people that the story most focuses on.
Yeah, you could even use this term in your life. Think about the key people in your life, the people who have helped you out the most and made you who you are today.
All right. Well, we have learned about how America is celebrating in D.C., and how America is celebrating in New Jersey. Our article finishes by saying, in small towns and big cities across America, people are celebrating freedom through music, speeches, parades, and fireworks all year long.
Right, of course, Independence Day is just one day. It's tomorrow, friends. But some of these events will be going on all year. It's a fun time to celebrate.
Well, Garrett, I have a question for you. I want to know, when you are in America, how do you usually celebrate the 4th of July?
Well, of course, there are always fireworks in the evening. My hometown does do a fireworks show. It's not huge, but it's a lot of fun. And we usually have family and friends over for a barbecue.
We have barbecue, too. We used to go to a friend's house when I was growing up, and we would have a big picnic with a lot of people from the community. Different people would bring different dishes. We would have sandwiches and fruit and all different kinds of things. And then at night, we would all sit out on the grass with blankets or lawn chairs and watch the fireworks show.
That sounds pretty great. My mom would also often make a big cake in the shape of the American flag.
Oh, was it the same colors as the American flag too?
Yes. White was the frosting, blue was blueberries, and red was strawberries.
That sounds really fun. Well, friends, we're not done talking about this just yet, but right now it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 time 或者是 place 加 C 加名词的句型。来看这句。The fall of 2025 saw the beginning of celebrations in Washington, D.C. Saw 在这里为拟人化的动词用法，主词是 the fall of 2025， 用来表示受词在那个时期发生。Saw 在语义上相当于 witnessed， 见证的意思。这个句型具有文学感，常出现在叙事性的文章当中。来看例句。The 20th century saw several technological breakthroughs that completely changed how humans lived and work. 20世纪见证了数项科技突破，它们彻底改变了人类的生活与工作方式。
Well, friends, we're almost done with today's lesson, but before we go, we need to look at today's talk about it question. Here it is. Would you like to visit one of these celebrations? Why or why not?
Anne-Marie, I don't know what your answer is, but I would love to. I am, of course, from America and would love to celebrate this special year. Also, I've never really been to the East Coast, so it'd be interesting to see some of those things we talked about.
I have been to Washington, D.C. and seen places like the Lincoln Memorial. And while this sounds like a lot of fun, I think to celebrate, I'd much rather go back to the way of celebrating my family did when I was growing up. I would love to have a simple barbecue and watch the fireworks with family and friends.
That sounds pretty good, too. Like many holidays, this is a great time when families come together just to have a good time.
Well, friends, how about you? If you were in the States when the celebration was happening, would you like to join any of these events? It's something that you could talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.